Kicks Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kicks 96.9.
On with the show.
Let's get on with the clown show.
On with the show.
Let us get on with the show and enjoy our family style adventure.
And the show will go on.
No one can stop us from enjoying this, so enjoy it.
Greatest show on earth.
It's about time.
On with the show. This is it.
It's Kicks Morning Show. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, October 13th. Good morning, Husker Nick.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, Coryell.
Oh, hello.
How's everybody doing this morning?
Good, I'm hungry.
Nice. Yes. So the dilemma here with you, Coryell, was that you lost chocolate in the trash can.
Okay, so I think I picked this habit up from my mom, but I don't like to be wasteful. So if any way, shape, or form I can save anything, like even the tea bags, if I make like tea.
Right.
If I only steep it a little bit, sometimes I'll save it in the fridge or something, right? Mm. Okay. So I have this special dark chocolate bar because I'm not a sweets person, really. I've had it since like beginning of August.
Okay.
And I use it to break off little bars at a time and put it in my steel cut oats so I don't hate my life so much trying to eat quote unquote healthy. Okay.
Okay.
And I was doing a little bit of quick cleaning this morning, and then I like threw it in the trash. And now I'm usually not above it, but I'm a little too freaked out to grab it.
But you said it's wrapped up.
It is wrapped up.
So
and it's even in its little casing that it comes in, and then it's in a Ziploc bag.
So again, remind me, how long have you had this piece of chocolate?
Since like the beginning of August.
So you've been so dedicated to this piece of chocolate that now you're abandoning it. And it's need. I mean, it's desperate.
And it's time of need.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Man,
it's wrapped up. Go fish it out.
It was almost gone.
JP will eat like a cookie that's been on the ground for 2 days on this hallway.
Not 2 days.
How many days?
Half a day.
Okay, the fact that you still said half a day.
There was something. I don't remember what it was. There was like a piece of candy, or maybe I remember what it was, but it was sitting out here on the ground. And I picked it up because I had dropped it the day before. And JP, I remember him saying, man, I kept looking at it thinking, I could probably eat that. Mm-hmm. I could probably eat that.
JP, in your defense, I think I've definitely done that before.
Well, yeah, I mean, because I've got an iron gut. It's just, I can eat just about anything.
Honestly, if you are still above ground after all the things you've eaten at this point.
Right?
You can eat just about anything.
46 years of eating stuff. I'm still around.
We're proud of you.
So, I mean, that I still think you can go home and even after the show today, go try to fish it out. At least wash it off a little bit or something.
Maybe.
It's just a lot of dedication to put into one food and just give up on it.
Yeah,
leave
just
it there.
Be done with it.
A very extra.
In the trash can. So, all right. Well, at least you've got something to eat this morning.
Thank you for giving me so much support on this.
Well,
this morning.
I mean, breakfast is a very important meal of the day. I'm trying to get that through my son's thick skull. He's like,
not a breakfast person?
No. And it kills me.
I used to never be until I learned that you, like, it's actually, well, yes, it's actually, I guess, healthy for you.
Right.
And it helps if you're trying to kickstart, like, not like a crash diet weight loss thing, but like, you know, it does help if you're trying to eat cleaner to lose some LBs.
Right. You need to jumpstart that. It's important. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get on a regular schedule and you're fine. But yeah, so it's just, I'm trying to get that into his head. So hopefully other people will give him the examples, some positive examples to what he should be doing as a future adult. We'll see. I mean, it's no guarantee.
Knock on wood, I guess. But
yeah.
Don't hold your breath.
No, not at all.
Coming up
next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
All right, today is a Datum or Dump 'Em Tuesday. We'll do our best to help. I believe his name is Caleb, to go and catch up with his date that disappeared on him. We'll have the first round of JP Makes His Guess between Coryell and Husker Nick.
Ooh.
And it's someone's birthday. I don't think that's going to give you much of a clue, but to what we're going to be asking about.
I had to think, it's not mine.
No, your birthday's not now. But like, it's a clue towards the game. Okay. And we'll also talk to you a little bit about some crazy Bridezilla stuff and more coming up. Oh yeah, free money.
Win free money with Kix Cash on Kix 96.9.
Awesome.
25 grand in all is up for grabs.
Listen at the top of each hour for the winning word. Then enter it at KZKX.com. One winner each day will score $1,000.
Powered by Tommy's Express Car Wash.
Get all the details online now at KZKX.com.
This is an Alpha Media Nationwide contest. Must be 18 years or older. One winner. they're chosen per day.
Get set to win Kix cash.
It's gonna be so cool.
From Kix 96.9.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey.
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
A heads up that if you're going to be doing any, you want to get online registered to vote or your mail-in register forms, they all have to be taken care of by Friday.
That is a great reminder, JP. Mm. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Especially with 1,200 people running for president.
Yeah.
No, that's legit.
I've been weeding it down.
Oh, you have?
I'm down to about 800 left. I got to decide between.
I knew that there were more names, but I didn't look at it, to be honest.
Yeah, there's 1,200 people running for president besides Trump and Biden. The list includes third-party hopefuls like the Green Party's Hawkins, and the Libertarian Party's Joe Jorgensen. But there's also lesser-known candidates like former Mighty Ducks child actor Brock Pierce.
Good. Good. He's still part of my 800.
He's in that group?
Yeah, okay.
Might as well keep him in there. Yeah. It's good to have him on your roster.
He's right now.
There's also Jade Simmons, who is described by the BBC as a former beauty queen, professional concert pianist, motivational speaker, rapper, mother, and ordained pastor.
Yeah. Hold on. Throwing rapper in there really threw me off.
Did that change it for you?
So she's off my list.
Why?
Mostly because, like, listen, you've done enough. Like, I don't need to add
quite a bit. Yeah.
I'm not adding president to your laundry list of crap that you've already accomplished.
She's like,
it won't even mean much to her at that point.
She's like, half me, but I know people that are way worse that just did a bunch of stuff for the sake of being able to be like, wow, I do all these things.
She like literally is doing this just to fill out her Facebook. Like, these are what I do.
These are my things. That's the only thing.
Yeah, as I dug deeper into it, she's not really that dedicated.
Other
there's
names
a lot of projects never finishes them. You're saying? Okay.
Are there other names on the?
Well, yeah. Then of course there's also the big guy that everybody. $5.9 million on his campaign.
In my 800.
Actually, you might be down to 799.
Uh oh.
As Kanye has finally decided to back away.
I can write him in.
All of a sudden he's back in again.
Wait, so he is back in?
Yeah, he's back in again.
He just updated the website.
This just in, Kanye's back in.
Here's the deal.
This just in.
Can I get, like, Kanye from, like, 18 years ago instead of today, Kanye?
Right.
Because if I could do that.
Even 10 years ago, Kanye.
Yeah, like, if I could do that.
I'd entertain it.
Pre-Kardashian Kanye was, really off the charts awesome.
Yeah.
So help me out, though. Is that Kanye the greatest artist that God created? Was that before or now that he's calling himself the greatest artist that God
created?
It's
before. Well, he was, but it was before he self-glossed himself.
Gotcha.
As that.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a big difference there. Like, the moment that he woke up and was like, oh my gosh, I think I might be the greatest artist that God created.
And I think I may just be the next president of the United
States. And I'm going to make nothing but crappy music and have dumb takes from here on out. That was the moment that it was all over. Like, his first two albums,
All about it.
We just got to rewind. The loyalty of his followers, or he probably calls them disciples.
Did you guys follow along the, what's his face? Was it Gary Anderson? Was that his name? The guy that was with the Libertarian Party last vote?
Oh.
That was up there? I really wanted to hear that guy out.
I don't know.
I really wanted to hear that guy out, and I'm listening to him talk, and I could not get over it. Like, once upon a time, I used to train regionally managers for Best Buy on how to hire people and how to train people and manage.
Right.
And this dude shows up for the biggest interview of his life, and he was wearing a suit coat with a giant peace sign t-shirt.
Okay.
And I was like, I wouldn't have hired that guy to run my computer department back when I was at Best Buy. Like, what are we talking about
HR?
And I'm just like, what are we talking about here? Like, come on, man.
That's funny.
Effort this. I can't get past that.
Whatever you do, just don't write in Harambe, please.
Please don't.
No.
It's not funny anymore.
Get registered to vote if you haven't done it yet. Get your mail-in vote coming your way. Do it now. You can go to the website for it. It's lancaster.ne.gov/election to get all the details you need.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, we'll get you the nitty gritty for Music City, and again, more new music that's on the way.
You are waking up with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Get ready for a new form of couples therapy. Why Brett Young Hates Cardboard, plus new music now.
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Well, good morning. Tis Coryell. I'm going to start out with the couples therapy one because okay. This is amazing. Dierks Bentley and his wife Cassidy are on to something. I know you hear couples therapy here on Kix 96.9 Wednesday mornings.
Yes, correct.
Yes. Very good. Okay, but consider this. Paintballing.
Oh, okay.
They went paintballing for their son Knox's 7th birthday.
Nice.
But Cassidy ended up like dunking on Dierks so hard. I mean, within 1 foot of him.
Really?
So he posted a picture of like the circular like welt like in his side.
Oh, okay.
So he joked about it but said, you know, like, "Oh yeah, hey, this is a new form of couples therapy. Like let out your aggression from 1 foot away."
Oh, dang, she got him.
She got him. It is like bright red.
Wow.
But they look like they're having a good time, so yeah, whatever. But yeah, hey, sure. Couples therapy. There you go. Go paintballing.
Might be a good idea.
Now, Brett Young is a huge LA Dodgers fan, but there's a chance he's not watching them in the playoffs because he despises those cardboard fans
in
the stands. He says, quote, "I hate to say this publicly, but I hate that. I think it's so weird. I understand why. I know it's a source of revenue for the team, but it creeps me out. None of it feels right to me." So, I mean, I get where he's coming from.
Right.
Then again, but I don't know. I stay unbothered about that. I don't know how that would bother someone, but it does. It bothers Brett Young.
Are you going to get one for the Huskers?
Sure.
They're available.
Can actually do that?
$25. I have spent way dumber things out of $25 bucks. So, yeah.
Sure we should. Ooh. We'll figure that out off mic, but funny. We need to do a Kix one. Okay. And then also, just to recap all the award shows, because it's crazy right now.
Okay.
The Billboard Music Awards air tomorrow on NBC. So the 14th, that's hosted by Kelly Clarkson.
Right.
And then the 2020 CMT Music Awards are October 21st, which is a week from tomorrow. And I believe the first set of hosts are Kane Brown and Sarah Hyland.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. Nice. And now, without further ado, new music from one Luke Bryan. It's called Down to One. With the nitty gritty from Music City, I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9.
Star at a time, one fell out of the sky. You had your eyes closed, you were wishing on them. I was thinking about your lips, girl, and kissing on them. We were sitting in the light of the moon, I was watching it shine on you. Funny how time flies with a good girl on a good night. We were down to 1 a.m. listening to one more song, thinking I want more than just one night out here with you alone. Down to that I was done with the girl I want straight.
down to that last mud line in the back of that two-tone hat. My heart was telling me that one more kiss and I'd be done. Down to one hand in mine, down to one beautiful smile. I was done with the girl I want, straight falling in love right there that night. Down to one.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
That from Luke Bryan's latest album. It's called Down to One. You can get it on our Now Playing button at KZKX.com. If you love Luke Bryan, there you go. Some new music for you to start your day. That's a good thing. Other good things, including drinking.
Yeah.
And tight ends. That and more. Maybe even your good thing. Let us know. Facebook or Twitter. KX969. It's coming up. Are you
sick? If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Let's talk about some good stuff. Good things. What I wish is you winning $1,000. Congrats goes out to yesterday's winner, Robin Benish, winning $1,000. You can win $1,000 today by keeping track of the Kix cast keywords. And your first word of the day is Husker. So get that on our website at KZKX.com. What other good things are out there? Coriel, why don't you go first?
Well, many are struggling through the pandemic. We all know this. That does include local breweries and cideries, according to the Nebraska Craft Brewers Guild. So there's a new campaign. It's called the Drink Local Nebraska campaign, okay, which encourages you to support these businesses, cideries and breweries and whatnot in any way you can, like ordering the growlers to go, buying gift cards, even t-shirts and things like that. Anything can help because a lot of people are struggling. And that goes right the same with restaurants and things as well. But if you want to be a part of that campaign, the Drink Local Nebraska campaign, it's very easy. You drink.
It's awesome. That's pretty simple. We have so many awesome local breweries, even just in Lincoln. Much less in the state. Really, we're
like,
so lucky.
If you have the ability to do it, think about it's a way of like treating yourself and maybe like a you know, a honey. Just go, hey, let's go get a growler tonight and then sit here and watch stuff like we've been doing for 6 months now.
Mm-hmm.
But except for you spent money on a growler.
Right.
Help.
Don't worry,
business.
Winter's coming. There'll be a lot of
winter is coming.
Everybody's gonna be inside and there's gonna be a lot of beer being drank in this town.
Perfect. Oh,
so certain. That's a guarantee.
Remember how it was back in March?
Yes. It's like been winter. It's been winter for so long.
My liver is still recovering from that first month of COVID.
Yes.
Husker Nick, you're a good thing.
Man, speaking of local awesome, if you guys didn't hear yesterday, Nebraska picked up a big tight end commit. This guy had a lot of offers. Iowa was offering him, which they're a tight end to NFL factory.
Yeah.
Pitt, Iowa State. I mean, all over the place. He had 20 offers. But James Carney out of Norris, he ended up accepting an offer to come play at Nebraska, and he put out this cool video, and it's neat because, you know, I moved here in third grade, my kids growing up here, my little brothers grew up here, and you grew up here, JP, yep, playing football. It's cool because every young man who plays football in this state dreams of playing for Huskers, right? Playing football. And he put out this awesome, awesome video just talking about how, like, he's literally been dreaming about this since he was three.
That gives me goosebumps.
I know. Even if he gets here, and I think he's going to be really good, actually. Yeah. If he gets here and doesn't even hardly play, so cool that he's going to get to run out of that tunnel. He's going to get to do all those things that so many young Nebraska boys dream about doing. I'm just very happy for him.
That's the best part about it, the representation, to see someone like you that makes that goal, makes that dream come true. Yay!
That's pretty cool. Another pretty cool thing from Husker football is we will be having, officially, it was announced yesterday, the Black Friday game is going to be a thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
The Big Ten West rivals, Huskers and Iowa, have met Black Friday every year since we joined the Big Ten. And this will be the 10th straight season that will square off. But it's in Iowa City, Iowa this year. Mm-hmm. So it'll be on, I believe it looks like it's going to be on Fox, I think it's
I think Fox is our deal.
Yeah.
That's going to be good. Think about that. We'll be waking up from a food coma from the night before on Thanksgiving and sitting down on Black Friday morning to Watch some football.
That's my favorite part of Black Friday is football. So there you go. One more thing to look forward to.
Coming up
next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
One of the most ridiculous Bridezilla requests.
Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
Nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again.
Lots of weddings happening right now because, I mean, Husker football is going to be starting up, so you probably kind of get them out of the way.
Yeah.
Or any other activities going on, so let's get some weddings taken care of. And another day, another bride being called out for her ridiculous demands for the bridesmaids. So on Reddit, there's an anonymous bridesmaid who recently shared what she considered to be an outrageous request from the bride. And people on social media have her back on this. She wrote on Reddit that basically the bride is asking all the bridesmaids to have the exact same hairstyle, including length and color. What? And the bridesmaid is wondering if this bride is wrong to do this. Is she
paying for it? Because that's expensive.
No, she's not.
See, that's my point is if you can even get your bridesmaids to agree to such insanity, you would have to foot the bill. That is so expensive.
Like, you're dipping out of this wedding, right? Like, you'd be like, sorry, boss. Either you get rid of this request or I will be out. Right.
I guess unless it was a haircut that I was, like, kind of going for anyways. And I was like, hey, yeah, I can get a freebie out of this.
Okay.
The post from the bridesmaid says, I'm a bridesmaid for a friend. She asked the bridal party to cut our hair to the same length. Fine, I can do that. And dye our hair, too. I'm a blonde, and she wants it to be dark brown, and I really don't want to do that. And on social media, lots of people are chiming in. I don't understand this logic. Wouldn't making all the bridesmaids look the same be weirdly distracting in the photos?
It'd be creepy.
That too, like except for wives type stuff.
Like, yeah, like you're looking at this photo, and you're like, why do they all have the same haircut and hair color?
See, that's what I was thinking. I think it would look very, like, cult-esque.
Yes, yes. Yes.
What? I would be afraid walking up.
Like, like all of them as they come up have to like in unison say like congratulations, Mindy. You know, like okay.
It sounds like a Jordan Peele movie.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like an episode of the Twilight Zone.
They all have like super wide eyed just staring at her. She's like, you also are not allowed to blink during the wedding.
Yeah.
You must stare at me.
Scotch tape keeping their eyes open.
They train for like months with scotch tape. No. You must stare directly at me as I walk down the aisle.
I don't know. I think it's fair to say that some people just like a cleaner, more uniform look. That's one thing.
You will all clap at the same time in unison. Not too loud, not too soft.
Only a half smile, not full teeth.
Anyone taller than me must duck down, but you can't look like you're ducking down.
Anybody
you must look like you're gliding.
Taller than me must have a surgery to shorten their legs.
If you are slightly skinnier than me, I need you to become fat.
Everyone needs to be within the same weight range.
I will be the most beautiful person out here, not any of you.
I don't know.
It's a tape she makes and has them play
subliminal
it while they're
messaging.
Sleeping. Yeah.
That's
Mindy is the greatest bride that's ever existed.
God, that man better run.
For sure. Have you ever had anybody like request something of you being a bridesmaid? You've been in a lot of weddings.
I've been in a lot of weddings.
You will all wear ugly undergarments,
yeah.
So I am the only one that looks good right before I get naked.
I am
the bride.
I think the weirdest, not really the weirdest, but the weirdest thing, in my opinion, is when they want to like, they basically want you to foot the entire bill for like a bachelorette party, which I can understand, but I guess probably as a bride to be at least, or maybe this is just me, but I'd want to kick in something.
Right.
Or like, I don't know. I'd want to do something because even the maid of honor or other people split the gifts and stuff.
Yeah.
I would probably like spend some money on that for my friends because that gets really pricey.
Yeah,
plus,
expensive.
They're trying to buy stuff for my wedding.
Right.
Yeah.
The dress.
Well,
and
like,
all
you know,
the things that go with it. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
So one more way of not acting future brides to be making your bridesmaids.
No. Get into it. Be a cult. Make it happen. Why not? You only, in theory, get married once.
Honestly, if you're going to end up on BuzzFeed, that would be why. A cult wedding.
Yeah. Just do certain, whatever. Do it, man.
If that's your goal, then.
Just make it happen.
Let your free flag fly, I guess. Just what
happens next. With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, we'll get you a round of Date or Dump 'Em, trying to help Caleb figure out where his date went. And the first round of JP Makes Us Guess, Husker Nick versus Coryell.
Here we go.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick. The morning,
On Kix 96.9.
It's time to play JP Makes Us Guess in the first round between Husker Nick and Coryell. And it happens to be a birthday we're celebrating.
Oh, boy. Happy birthday, JP. What are you, 47?
Not my
48.
Yeah, my birthday's in August.
Oh,
it's the birthday of a man who has been in over 60 films.
Oh, boy. Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Nope.
Oh.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman's been in 60 films?
He is 52 and has been in 60 films already.
I don't believe that
I just want you to know, Coryell just Googled Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, I just
So she's
Googled
already
on
cheating.
On IMDb.com. Did you seriously Google him?
Yesterday was his birthday.
She's cheating.
Yesterday was his birthday. We're celebrating it today.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha,
she's already cheating to look up
Hugh Jackman
movies.
Stop looking stuff up.
Movies.
I'm not.
This is what she does.
Literally all I saw was
this
his
is,
birthday.
This is like your first attempt at this, and you're cheating already.
Wow.
That's fine.
Well, you said Hugh Jackman. I thought you were so... Okay.
All right, here we go.
So hands we're going to play.
My God.
I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
I'm not kidding.
You know you were looking.
Funny.
No. Okay.
Okay. So we're going to go with the best Hugh Jackman movies. According to Ranker.com, a bunch of people voted, and we need the top 10 Hugh Jackman movies.
I cannot do this.
Yeah, you can.
I can do... Okay, let's go.
Your brain's got... Okay, so, and since
you get to go first because you are...
I didn't even... Which is funny because, like, I literally had the opportunity to cheat. Did you say because I'm a girl? Yeah. I'm going to beat you up in the parking lot.
I'm going to find you after the show.
I will beat you in the parking lot and pull the video and put it on.
I'm just trying to get her flustered. You know?
You've got her on the ropes right now.
She's... Yourself.
Okay, right, I can't even cheat right. I wasn't even trying to cheat.
She was cheating though.
Literally, the only thing I can tell you is X-Men, because remember he was like Wolverine.
All
right,
yeah. Okay. X-Men.
You gonna go with
just go with it. That's a good one.
X-Men.
Yeah.
Okay. X-Men comes in at number 6.
I'm gonna go way out of my own realm of like what I usually say and do here because I hate these movies. But The Greatest Showman. Should be in the top, right? He was in that. That should be in the top.
And
I like this list because that movie sucked out loud.
Not in the top 10. It comes in at number 17.
Yeah, because that movie sucked. So, yes.
You foresee
I just thought I would go with it because I know a bunch of dorks like it. So
I hate
maybe
to admit it. I've never seen it, but a lot of my friends have liked it.
You haven't seen that one?
No, because I got like time got away from me and then everyone started talking about it and then it kind of ruined it for me.
It's the 17th best movie he's ever made. Who cares? Like, you don't need to see it.
Okay, now, literally, I'm spitballing. So, was he in Love Actually?
Oh.
I don't think he was.
Love Actually is
There's a lot of people in that, though.
There's so... I'm just
Love Actually is not
in
the top 10. I'm looking... He is not anywhere.
I'm just going to start throwing spaghetti at the wall and something's going to stick.
That's fine. Right. That's fine. That's what this game's about.
I'm going to have some fun here. I'm going to go with...
you have a feeling...
Ooh, is it called... Hang on, what was it called? Crap, I always mix these two movies up.
Nick's going to win this.
There's Prestige, and then there's... But is that the one he's in, or is it the other one that's like the Prestige that came out at the same time?
Yeah, those two. You
mix them up all the time. I'll go with Prestige. If that's... Is that the name of the one that he was in? It's a great movie.
Let's see.
Yeah.
You know what?
Hold on.
Because the other one is Edward Norton, right?
Right, Edward Norton was
in whatever the other...
Illusionist.
Illusionist. Yeah. If you guys haven't seen The Prestige
and The Illusionist,
great movies.
Yeah.
Jessica Biel is in The Illusionist. That is reason enough to watch that.
Jessica Biel is reason enough to live.
Here's Hugh in The Prestige.
You always were the better magician.
Such a good movie.
You best know that. But whatever your secret was, you have to agree. Life is better.
There you go.
I believe is that a Danny Boyle movie? Which he's the one who did like the Batman.
Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan. That's who I was mixing up with. Christopher Nolan, who did the Batmans and did like all the
David Bowie's in that movie. Scarlett Johansson's in that movie. Michael Caine's in that movie. So it's 1-1. We go back to Coryell.
I literally have no idea. Nick, if you have one, say it.
I'm like pantomiming to you. I can't. Wolverine's claws. Schnickety, schnickety, schnick. He's in all the Wolverine movies. A bunch of them.
I said X-Men.
Well, that's just Wolverine. One movie.
Say Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Last Stand. Pick that one.
Hey, yeah, Wolverine. I did say he played Wolverine.
Yeah.
No, but
there's a whole bunch of them. About there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, he was in The Wolverine.
Yes.
He was in
at number three.
Which is excellent, too.
The
his last one.
Number three. There you go. There's the Wolverine.
I just remember being young and watching him in X-Men and being like, I like those hands.
All right. I'll just do X-Men. We'll go X-Men 2.
X-Men 2?
Yeah.
Is that what it's literally called, X-Men 2?
Huh? It's right here.
Yeah. that's every X-Men movie. No! Snickety, 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 snickety.
Click, X-Men 2 comes in at number
four. That's from Mallrats for those who...
Correale, you could actually win the game with one answer.
I can't. Okay, I'm so desperate. I so desperately want to cheat right now because I know that I've seen him in so many movies, but I cannot think of them.
Try X-Men Last Stand.
Let's try X-Men Last Stand.
Not on the list.
Not
the
top.
Nick,
the top
10
is number 12.
Number 12. Wow.
You go back to Oscar Nick to win the game with one answer.
We said The Wolverine. He's also been in. Was his first one just called Wolverine? What was the first Wolverine movie called? Wolverine Origins?
Didn't he like?
Yeah, let's do that one.
Wolverine Origins.
Dang it.
Didn't
number 11.
He have a cameo? Oh, wait, no, because a cameo wouldn't be on the
top
10 list.
I can't think of any movies he's been in that are not Wolverine, X-Men, or that one other movie.
I'll try another
one. The two other movies.
I'll try another one if I get to cheat.
Go for it. No, you can't.
Dang it.
All right, so Coriel's got another. High school, we just need one answer to win this game.
We tried the X-Men movies.
Oh my gosh, my brain.
There's got to be one in here somewhere with Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
Oh, he was in...
was he in Bridget
What's
Jones?
That Australian movie with Nicole Kidman? Walkabout. I don't know what it was called.
It's called Australia.
Yeah, that's the one.
Take it. Yes! Never saw it.
I'm gonna give it to you just because
I've never seen
it. We need to get the game over.
I literally have seen him in all the X-Men movies, Wolverine and X-Men, and then
good job.
The other
okay, so
the Illusionist.
Here's your top 10.
Oh God,
X-Men First Class.
Oh, I forgot he was. Wait a minute, was he in that for very much? Wow.
Prisoners with Jake Gyllenhaal.
No.
Real Steel.
Oh, that movie
with the robots.
Sucked, dude.
Les Mis. He was in Les Mis.
Oh, my God.
Would have never once ever thought of watching
that. Kicker in the head right there. X-Men, the first one at number 6. X-Men Days of Future Past came in at number 5.
You'll be safe here from Magneto.
Oh, my God.
What's a Magneto? A very powerful mutant.
X-Men, which one was that?
That was Days of Future Past.
Oh, yeah.
X-Men 2.
That movie sucked, by
the
way. The
Wolverine.
Is Logan on there?
That's the one that we were looking for.
I know. I'm cheating now.
No! Not the car!
Don't shoot the car.
By the way, can I point out to you guys, in X-Men First Class, Hugh Jackman, they literally walk up to him, put their hand on his shoulder, and want to recruit him, and he tells him to F off. That is all the time he's in that movie. He's literally in that movie
the top 10.
For 8 seconds. Not even that long. Four seconds.
There's JP.
Are you kidding?
That's why I didn't say that one.
Damn.
All of the, there was like Van Helsing.
Logan was so good.
You could have put it Van Helsing
out.
I mixed up the Wolverine and
Swordfish was out there.
Swordfish is super. That's top 10.
He was in Happy Feet. No,
Swordfish
this is just
has
all
a
of his
super
movies.
Memorable scene.
Yeah, it does.
Gosh.
All right, so there you go.
Halle Berry,
Oscar Nick with the first win of JP Makes Guess.
Coming up next.
Go! You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Caleb needs us to track down his dog date with Datum or Dump 'Em. And you get the help.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Datum or Dump 'Em with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Caleb wants us to help track down a date for him. He's actually already gone on one, but he'd like to have another with this person, and it needs us to make that happen because she is ghosting him. And so, Coriel, you're going to have to jump in and help out.
Okay.
You can do it, Coriel.
I can do this.
You are a relationship expert.
All right. Good morning, Caleb.
Hey, good morning.
So, what's going on in your world? So, how did this all happen? What's going on?
Yeah, so I finally decided I'd try out dating online and, like,
I'm kind of an introvert, so it's harder for me to go out and meet people, you know, and I'm
That's
like
fair.
Shy.
Yeah.
And we talked a lot online before we went out, and I thought we really hit it off. Like, we both have dogs, so we thought we'd meet up at the dog park for a date.
Oh, dog park date. That's a fun one.
We've had these before on here.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, luckily, our dogs liked each other, so we talked and walked around, and they played. Like, I thought it was perfect.
Right.
And we hung out for almost 2 hours, had a great conversation. Like, everything seemed to be going really well. But, you know, like, if you don't like someone, I think, like, after a half hour, 40 minutes, you're like, well, my dog's tired, whatever.
You make an excuse, you bail, because you can.
Yeah, and then we were walking to the parking lot. We were planning the next date. You know, nothing concrete, but there was a, definitely again. And, oh, we should go here, maybe get a bite to eat.
Oh.
And that was 5 days ago, and, like, I texted her only twice, nothing crazy, you know, but I've gotten no response back.
Okay.
Huh. Does that have something to do with the dogs? Like, did the dogs get along?
Yeah.
He said they did.
Yeah, they had fun. They there was no, like, growling or anything. They were running and chasing each other, but playfully.
You weren't, like, super nervous when it got to, like, the normal date portion of this, right? I mean, because you said you're an introvert, and sometimes that happens.
Yeah, I mean, I guess at the end I was a little nervous and, like, do I go in for a kiss or a hug?
Oh, did you?
It was, like, the cheek-to-cheek thing, you know?
Oh. Like, okay.
Mm. Like a side hug cheek-to-cheek? What?
Yeah, like, I kind of leaned in, and then she leaned in, but with her cheek.
So it's like a hybrid, like,
yeah, but we kind of, like, kind of laughed it off, so I...
She didn't go, skirt!
Yeah, she didn't, like, get away from me. Like,
oh,
it wasn't any of that. You know?
Huh.
It was just, like, I like to figure it was, like, cute awkward, not, like, your day awkward.
Were you pretty reserved? Like, do you think you were maybe too shy?
Yeah.
No, I thought we were chatting about different things, and I mean, look, I'm not the most outgoing person, I don't think I didn't talk at all or one word answers. You know, like I thought it was as good of a outgoing as I'm capable of being.
Okay.
Oh, yay!
Yeah,
and you said the dogs behaved themselves. There wasn't any weird humping or anything going on.
Yeah.
They ran around and chased each other, but it wasn't like. Yeah, there wasn't, like, stop humping the other one, no.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, like, the dogs weren't, like, getting after it, and you were like, huh?
Yeah, or maybe she was alarmed that you weren't stopping it.
Right.
She's like, why are you watching this?
Any ideas?
Like, let him finish. No.
Got any ideas, gal?
Wow. Okay.
Weird.
I think we've dissected this as best we could.
Yeah, I got nothing.
So nothing stands out to you.
All right.
Well, what we'll do, Caleb, is we'll call Sarah like we do, and we'll see if we can get her on the phone. Best case scenario, we figure out what the issue is. It's something small, and we give you guys dinner out on us for your second date. And worst case, you at least understand what the issue is, and maybe it's something you can work on for the future.
Yeah, I'm trying to get better at.
No, you're all right.
Yeah.
Keep an open mind.
Right. The part I can't get past is the whole cheek to cheek thing. That sounds like that doesn't sound great.
We will unfold this.
Okay. Hmm. Well, we'll call her and we'll hopefully help you out, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Coming up
next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
What do you think went wrong between Caleb and Sarah? Was it the weird cheek hug thing? Was it something else?
I have a feeling it's got to be like an embrace situation.
Okay. You can put up your guess on Twitter and Facebook, KX969. Do it GIF form. Sometimes the funnier the better when it comes to datum or dump'em. And your guesses on what went wrong.
The conclusion to datum or dump'em with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on KX96.9.
So as described to us, if you're just joining the show, Caleb... is a bit of an introvert. Hard for him to go out and do the dating thing. So he went online and met Sarah, and they had a really good couple of conversations online. And then they hit it off because they both have dogs. And so they thought that maybe a dog park date would be a good
idea. Makes sense.
Their dogs got along really well. They hung out for like 2 hours and had great conversation. And everything seemed pretty perfect. Went to the parking lot. to say goodbyes. There was a weird hug cheek thing that happened instead of like he didn't know what to do. But they still talked about potentially having another date. And now it's been 5 days and nothing.
Nada.
So he wanted us to get a hold of Sarah and see what the issue is.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Sarah.
Who is this?
Sarah, hi, it's JP, Liz, Husker Nick, Coryell. We're
good the morning.
It's the Kix Morning Show.
It's one of us.
Hello.
Why are you calling me?
Sorry, did we wake you up?
No, I'm just like really not in the mood to talk right now.
Oh gosh, no.
I'm going through a tough time.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, what's going on?
I thought JP made you cry.
My dog died, and I really don't want to talk to anyone.
Oh wow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh no,
that is horrible.
It's been really horrible. She got hit by a car.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, you're going to make me cry. I'm so sorry.
Why are you even calling me right now?
Well, this is super awkward.
Hi.
You met a guy by the name of Caleb and went on a date with him, and we do this thing called Date Him or Dump Him, and we're calling to figure out why.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. I haven't talked to anyone. Like, no friends or family since this happened. I really don't want to talk to you right now.
Oh, well, no, we understand.
Damn. I'm sorry.
Shoot.
Oh, no. What?
I haven't even thought about him at all.
Yeah, you got other things on your mind.
Completely understand.
Yeah.
He's on the phone with us. Caleb, it's yeah, you heard.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear it. Yeah. Oh, wow. We can connect way later. Take some time. I'm sorry.
Do I really have to talk right now?
No.
Sorry. I think we're all just kinda, a little shocked, and we're very empathetic. Sorry.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, Sarah, we appreciate you for answering the phone. We're sorry to bother you. We hope it gets better.
Caleb, this is your answer. She's busy. Yeah. She's got other things. She's got other things going on.
Do you need anything? I mean, we're here. I don't know what we can do. But
be alone.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You do you. You be alone.
Out of respect for you, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Caleb, thanks for being on the show. Now you know what the issue is, bud.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
Yeah.
That's a really cute dog, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, well,
thank you, Caleb, for reaching out to us, bud. And keep trying, man. At least we knew kind of what the issue is. And maybe there's something you can do. I don't know. You don't know her address or anything, probably, so you can't really like, send flowers or something like that.
Just be patient. Maybe when she has a little bit of time to heal, maybe she'll want to talk it out, exactly. Hash it out or something. So just be patient.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right. I don't even know what to do.
I'm
reeling. Probably bad to play this kind of music after we're dealing with a dog dying.
Yeah, come on.
That was super awkward.
Yeah. That would,
My friend Crystal texted me.
What did she say?
She goes, whoa, that's awkward.
Yeah,
and
no.
Then she said, I feel so bad for her.
Right? Tyler says, get that girl dinner and a movie. I think we'll leave her to be.
I just don't know.
Right now.
I feel like we intruded. How are we supposed to know?
Right, we're coming in, hey, we're here to hang with you and talk to you about your date.
Bad.
And then, no, her dog died.
I was going into this thinking, how many cheek to cheek jokes can I make? And then my dog got hit by a car. Oh,
yeah. Just
stops
no,
that moment no. right there.
Yeah. I was just like, oh. If you go back and re listen to that, you can actually hear my feet as I step away from the microphone. I was like, oh, God.
You can hear poor the woman. Foot in mouth.
Right. I was like, get out of like here.
We definitely inserted our foot in our mouth.
Oh, I don't know. Everybody's had these moments, though, where like you go just all blazing in there and you're like, here comes the joke. And then, wah, wah, you just put your foot so far in your mouth.
I think she knew what was happening at
straight.
The beginning.
You think so?
Well, I mean, honestly, it's like, oh my gosh. I mean, how would you not that's a, how would you not end up on something crazy like this, to be honest?
Right.
Because she was like, I'm not down. I'm too sad.
Hey, we're here to give you free dinner. My dog died. No, oh, God.
Just step away
dog!
From that.
Everybody right. Dog.
The Kix Morning Show, JP, Corey, L. Husker, Nick. Just getting off of Datum or Dump 'em. And feel really bad about what went down.
Did you try to get them back on a date?
Well, I mean, that's
even
my,
after she said that.
Okay, that's my job.
Check the audio.
We'll have to. Okay, I will. But I'm sure I probably did. Just
you were like, "Hey, do you guys, you still want to go on another date?" And she's like, "I'm crying and my dog died."
Yeah.
Like it was like, "Come on, man!"
Like poor timing, maybe.
That's
put
all right.
My foot in my mouth.
I've 100% done that. We were driving with some buddies, and this is back when I was in high school. And I can't remember the correct name. We're in the car, and this guy's mom's driving us out to this lake. We're going to stay at a cabin. And we were talking, and I said something like, you know, a really dumb, stupid name, like an idiot, like, I don't know, Joel. And the mom, like, swerves over, stops. That's the name of my new boyfriend.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then the whole weekend,
oh,
she was angry at me.
No.
And I, like, you know, like, I felt like I was, like, this big in the back of the car. Like, oh, my God, what did I just do?
Wow.
I didn't know. Like, I literally grabbed the most random name you could possibly think of in your head just and spit it out.
Joel.
And, of course, that's what happened. Or, like, I had a roommate one time, not in his character at all. He's usually a guy that is, like, straight-laced, cool dude, all these things. And in the group that we were in, they would, like, make fun of each other's moms sometimes.
Yeah.
And this dude said something, and he's like, yeah, like when I was sleeping with your mom last night. And the guy just looks at him, and we all look at him, and the guy's like, my mom died 3 months ago.
Yeah, I knew that.
And like this dude, and I felt
tell
so
bad. That was coming.
Yes, no. And I felt so bad for him, because he never, ever
nope.
makes those jokes.
Nope.
He was, I think he was trying to fit in with the guys
oh,
that were
see,
standing
that's
there.
Extra
and it was,
cringeworthy.
Oh,
I
yeah.
know. And it's like, poor guy, but also like, yeah. wow.
Like years later, we were watching football and he's like, man, do you remember that time that I said about sleeping with it? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I sometimes think about how bad I feel.
I
about
need
that
learn,
years later.
I need to learn how to put my foot in my mouth a little more. Like my boyfriend Jackson, sometimes he'll have a rough day or something, just a long day. And for some reason, I don't know what it is about his vulnerability, but sometimes I think it's a good idea to just add insult to injury. And I don't know. I think it's like a defense mechanism that
probably.
I do for myself.
Yeah.
But like when he's having a bad day, I almost always inadvertently find a way to make it so much worse where I go,
yeah.
hey, well, you know, like it could be worse because X, Y, Z, and these things are all coming up and you have to put them in your calendar. And by the way, don't mean to unload on you, but you're about to be even busier and more rundown. I'm sorry. I love you. Bye.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like,
on.
Oh, you think this is a good time to tell me
you
this
know,
now?
No,
and
no,
I'm
right.
like, no, but I did. I'm
That's,
sorry.
That's just you guys are basically a married couple. That's
yeah.
all that is.
No.
Like you can 100% rely on your significant other in a marriage. When you come home, you're like, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed. Well, don't forget tomorrow you got to pick up the
Wait
kids and you
got to
go
honey.
Mow the lawn and you got to do all this other
all
stuff.
Things you got to deal with.
Cool. I'm going to go to bed.
Oh,
like
man,
you got,
I feel
you're just
bad.
Ready for marriage. That's
I feel
all.
Bad. Okay.
You guys are ready.
Stop.
So
you guys are ready.
Reddit. How about we do 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, the time you put your foot in your mouth. Or maybe somebody did it to you.
Oh, yeah. What did you do or say?
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Your foot in mouth stories coming up.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey!
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Yeah, so I kind of put my foot in my mouth during that last segment with the datum or dump them, and I don't know. I'm trained to keep going. Like, hey, so you want to go on a date?
Yeah, she's just crying. She's like, I just don't really want to talk right now. What about a date? You want to go there? I just really don't want to be.
You guys, I really want to say this one that. Okay, so we're talking about foot and mouth moments.
Yeah, do you want to get the listener first before
okay.
you do yours?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay,
yeah,
let's
yeah.
get her real quick. Good morning.
Bunch of years back, my sister and I were at Zio's Pizza having lunch, and we're Hawaiian, and we used to fight at the drop of a hat. This woman was staring at us all through lunch at another table, would not stop staring at us.
And her sister went over there, it was about ready to take her on, said, what the F are you looking at? And sure enough, she's like, well, I think you guys are beautiful.
Wondering what nationality you are.
Right, what nationality are you? You're beautiful.
Oh, so my gosh. She was
ready
to
throw down, ready to fight with her.
Oh, and then you have to back off and be like, do you still think I'm pretty?
We got an anonymous one. I accidentally called my girlfriend the wrong name, which happened to be the name of a very close female friend of ours.
Oh, no.
That's a bad one. All right, Coriel.
I told you guys this is bad. And if you think it's about someone in the building, do you think I can say it?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah.
This is you, Coriel. You there was no malicious intent here.
No.
This is the epitome of what we're talking about.
Right.
And I promise you this. Right. It's Dale Johnson over on KFOR. Okay.
Well, cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, let's go. Tell the story.
Okay, this is the story. So a few years ago, Dale Johnson with KFOR News unfortunately lost his leg.
Bad motorcycle accident.
Motorcycle accident.
Yes. Yep.
And he's a big advocate now for making sure motorcycle safety, all that stuff. And he's also one of the funniest dudes you'll ever meet.
Okay. Right.
So tell your story.
Here's the thing. So he lost his leg. And so we held like a benefit fundraiser thing at Playmore where we're serving food and yada.
All these people coming out, raising money for Dale. He's there, you know, and it's the first time we've really seen him since the accident.
I'd only been here a few years at that point, pretty much.
Yeah.
So I'm serving food or I'm just like, you know, just standing behind the food line to make sure everything's going.
I was right there next to you.
And there's
I remember this.
There's an elderly couple. They're coming through and they were kind of cute and kind of like crumbing on each other. And she's ladling food onto her plate. But he kept trying to cut in front of her and grab her ladle or whatever to get his food.
Yeah.
Or just being funny.
Right.
And they're teasing each other. And I chime in to just, I don't know, be a bozo.
You're just being
part of the fun.
And was like, oh, better be careful. Oh, you might lose a limb. It looks like he was really hungry. And
oh, my God.
This is at the benefit.
Did you realize right away?
A limb.
She didn't realize right away. And then she looked at me, and I'm like,
my
ghost white.
Fell.
Like, do you realize what you just said?
Oh, my God.
And a benefit for our coworker who lost his leg.
Does Dale know this?
No.
We need to tell him.
Oh, no. God,
because
I love
this. I'm not kidding you. Until now, you two, you know, Liz, Rob, Katie, they know about this story. And everyone
that's
listening.
Will find that very
It's
funny.
Only like 14 listeners. We're
it's
fine.
It's like 15.
Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood. But like still, that's awesome.
He's going to find that very funny.
Do not get embarrassed. And I don't know how to handle the emotion.
I
right
wish
now
I was standing there when this happened because I would just want to win.
Honestly, Nick, the moment I realized what had just transpired, I've never wanted to leave this earthly realm more in my life.
Man, didn't mean anything, is it? It's a poorly timed phrase, I'd say.
No.
So when we go down to talk to Dale about this, can we go like Instagram live with it just to show everybody?
Yes.
His reaction.
Yeah,
oh, Dale will think it's hilarious.
You follow us on Instagram, KZKX969. It'll be on our story.
I think he'll find it very funny.
Oh, no.
But yeah, there's plenty of foot and mouth stories. If you got one?
Oh, man.
This is really therapeutic, honestly.
Good.
I've held that in for
so many
years.
You feel better, don't you?
Like on the list of jokes not to tell during a benefit for someone who lost a limb, hey, you might lose a limb jokes.
That's the joke.
Yeah.
The one joke.
Avoid
that's
that joke.
Yeah, it's the joke.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
You're going to be a great part of this show, Coriel.
Right.
If you keep that up.
Coming up, we'll give you the cash keyword. Your current keyword is red, R-E-D. Get on our website at kzkx.com. Also, we'll have a conversation with your words of wisdom when it comes to living on your own.
You are waking up with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
We put it up on Instagram so you can see Coriel's big reveal to Dale about...
I feel lightheaded.
Foot and mouth moment for her.
You need to jump on there and watch this because there is a solid, like... 40 seconds where I thought he was going to be mad at you.
Yeah. It really
is. And you set me up for failure.
There
was
angst.
There was our show.
There's a little bit of drama going on. It was good.
Man.
So check that out on Instagram.
Yeah, KZKX969. Follow it and check it out. It's
good
on
job,
IG Live.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You feel better, though?
I
mean,
I
it's
do.
Like,
I feel better.
It's important to get these things out.
But because I'm not, I truly don't get embarrassed often. I don't know how to, like, I don't know how to handle this emotion right now. I feel like I need to go run a marathon.
Just
I don't know. I just want to run away.
So yesterday we found that Coryell actually found this, and it was really funny, and it did bring up some ideas, and so we put it up on our morning show page about the cousin. Did you want to reenact that, or you want to? Like we did yesterday.
I don't have it up at the moment.
Okay.
We'll reenact it. I like it.
Well, do you want to reenact it?
Reenact it.
Reenact.
If I'd have known what you, if I had been here yesterday, I'd
we got it. Did you bring it up?
I do. I have it.
Okay. So it's a text exchange, a screenshot of that. And
cousins talking.
Yeah.
Oh, are you two about to be, are you guys going to go full thespian on us here in Lincoln right now?
For a second, yeah.
Well, this can be your college degree. You're using it right now, right?
Same.
You're a theater guy. Wow.
Yes.
Oh, God. I'm surrounded by two theater nerds
again. You are. You are.
All right.
So, all right, let's go.
The caption says, my 20-year-old cousin got his own apartment, and it's going pretty well. I am said cousin, and JP is the...
older cousin.
Older cousin. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking, like 30 years?
Okay. Hey, man, I'd ask my mom, but I don't want to talk for an hour. How often do you clean your oven?
Pretty much never.
Seriously? I'm cleaning it every time. It's not worth it.
You're cleaning the oven every time you use it?
Yeah. The bottom gets gross and full of blood or grease.
You're talking about the baking sheet or the actual oven?
Baking sheet? My oven has the metal grills on the inside.
One sec. I need a beer for this. So you're putting the meat directly onto the grills to cook, right?
Yeah, to grill it.
I'm tweeting this.
So this man was putting...
End scene.
Lights fade to house.
Wow, you guys.
Thank you. So he was putting raw meat
directly on
onto the oven.
The oven grates. Just right there like
thinking
that.
Thinking that's how you adult.
Like a burger.
Right.
And he thought that's how you
or
grill.
Like a chicken
that's
breast.
How you do it. Yeah. In the oven.
So this guy's dumb. like other than pizza, you throw pizza on there, that's all right.
Pizza's a little bit different. Yeah,
but like a burger?
Right.
And he thought that was essentially grilling, and that's why those grates were in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, like, you know, if you're becoming a first time, I mean, I guess I'm not a homeowner, but like if you're living on your own if you're going off into the world or something, I said, always keep an extra supply of trash bags and toilet paper. Cause for some reason, you're always taking out the trash and always out of toilet paper.
Yeah. Yeah. That's 100%.
Tiana put up, because we were asking folks, what someone should know ahead of time before living on their own. She says, my senior just recently found out there are measurements on a stick of butter.
Yeah, and some people...
It's all measured out. Those little lines, that's what they mean. It's a measurement. And so we wanted to know from you, 466-9696.
Coming up next.
Go!
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Or Facebook and Twitter, KX969. The words of wisdom before living on your own. Things that people should know how to deal with. Jill says laundry, for sure. You need to know how to do your own dang laundry.
For me, I'm a man. I'm 40.
What someone should know ahead of time before living on their own. You can share it on Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969. Shelley put, don't close the door until your keys are in your hand so you know you have them every time you leave. My first year on my own, I locked myself out of my apartment 5 times.
I, because that of that sucks. Reason, because of car keys and house keys, I have it's like a tick at this point where I have to jingle them in my hand and hear it.
Yeah.
And then I can proceed with my day. But like, unless I jingle them, I can't go about my day. Cause then I know that I haven't lost them.
That's
lose them
point.
All the time.
Just make sure you get
there's an anonymous one. Cause they're too embarrassed. They just found out like the holes on the handles, like the end of the pots and stuff. It's actually meant for placing the spoon. Or like a ladle or whatever you're using to stir the pasta with or the pot with. And I...
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Did you not know that?
What?
Yeah. So the handles at the end of a cooking pot.
Right.
That had like the little sleek little holes in it or whatever.
Yeah, you put your spoon in there.
That's not to hang it?
No.
Well, you can use it to hang it, but it's for ladles and spoons.
You can literally put the rear end of your spoon right there so you can just have it dangling over the food that you're stirring or whatever.
That way you're not like setting it down or having to use like an extra like the ladle holders because you can get those separate, but you can
one of those.
Yeah, and I have one too, but I never use it because I always forget I have it.
You learned something new, didn't you?
What?
I'm baffled too.
Now I'm going to go home and look at this.
And I made pasta yesterday. No. I'm so ticked.
Come on. This is an after the fact thing. People just started using
it. I'm going to test it.
No. Jessica says, get a vacuum with an expanding wand if you hate dealing with spiders and other bugs. Just straight up bug vacuum.
No way, man. There's something really gratifying about smashing them with my bare hand.
And then cleaning that gunk off the wall?
Yeah.
I like the electric bug zappers, like the paddles.
Yeah, those are fun, too.
Those are fun. The zappers.
I like to touch my kid's hand with it sometimes. <Get them. laughs> Hey.
You're going to learn today.
Gotcha. So hey, wake up, Carter. It's time for school. Dad, I'm tired.
No, you're not.
You're not.
You're awake now.
Wake up, turd. I don't talk to my son like that
often.
So
loving.
Oh, Robin says, I figured this out because living alone and trying to zip up a dress by yourself, tie a ribbon to a clothespin to zip up the dress by yourself.
Oh, so you, that's...
Like, have it attached to the zipper.
That's so much easier than like the contortion thing I try to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, you can share your things on Facebook, JP and Liz Mornings with Husker Nick. Go there, what someone should know ahead of time before living on their own. And we'll be glad to help out folks in dealing with those issues.
Here to help.
Coming up, we'll get the nitty-gritty from Music City and Datum or Dump'em Tuesday. Now it's Chris Stapleton, it's Kix.
You are waking up with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Get ready for a new form of couples therapy. Why Brett Young Hates Cardboard. Plus new music now.
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Well, good morning. Tis Coryell. I'm going to start out with the couples therapy one because this is amazing. Dierks Bentley and his wife Cassidy are on to something. I know you hear couples therapy here on Kix 96.9 Wednesday mornings.
Yes, correct.
Yes. Very good. Okay, but consider this: paintballing.
Oh, okay.
They went paintballing for their son Knox's 7th birthday.
Nice.
But Cassidy ended up like dunking on Dierks so hard. I mean, within 1 foot of him.
Really?
So he posted a picture of like the circular like welt like in his side.
Oh, okay.
So he joked about it but said, you know, like, "Oh yeah, hey, this is a new form of couples therapy. Like let out your aggression from 1 foot away."
Oh, dang, she got him.
She got him. It is like bright red.
Wow.
But they look like they're having a good time, so yeah, whatever. But yeah, hey, sure. Couples therapy. There you go. Go paintballing.
Might be a good idea.
Now, Brett Young is a huge LA Dodgers fan, but there's a chance he's not watching them in the playoffs because he despises those cardboard fans
in
the stands. He says, quote, "I hate to say this publicly, but I hate that. I think it's so weird. I understand why. I know it's a source of revenue for the team, but it creeps me out. None of it feels right to me." So, I mean, I get where he's coming from.
Right.
Then again, but I don't know. I stay unbothered about that. I don't know how that would bother someone, but it does. It bothers Brett Young.
Are you going to get one for the Huskers?
Sure.
They're available.
Can actually do that?
$25. I have spent way dumber things out of $25 bucks. So, yeah.
Sure we should. Ooh. We'll figure that out off mic, but funny. We need to do a Kix one. Okay. And then also, just to recap all the award shows, because it's crazy right now.
Okay.
The Billboard Music Awards air tomorrow on NBC. So, the 14th, that's hosted by Kelly Clarkson.
Right.
And then the 2020 CMT Music Awards are October 21st, which is a week from tomorrow. And I believe the first set of hosts are Kane Brown and Sarah Hyland.
Oh, okay.
So, there you go. Nice. And now, without further ado, new music from one Luke Bryan. It's called Down to One with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9.
Star at a time, one fell out of the sky. You had your eyes closed, you were wishing on them. I was thinking about your lips, girl, and kissing on them. We were sitting in the light of the moon, I was watching it shine on you. Funny how time flies with a good girl on a good night. We were down to 1 a.m. listening to one more song, thinking I want more than just one night out here with you alone. Down to that last love. listening to one more song, thinking I want more than just one night out here with you alone. Down to that last Bud Light in the back of that two-tone hat. My heart was telling me that one more kiss might be done. Down to one hand in mine, down to one beautiful smile. I was done with the girl I want, straight falling in love right there that night. Down to one.
Husker Nick, mornings.
I thought it'd be a fun way to start our morning.
Good call, sir.
On Kix 96.9.
That, by the way, new music from Luke Bryan. You can get it on our Now Playing button at KZKX.com. Coming up, it's Dana Burdumpum Tuesday. Caleb wanted to track down his date. That's coming up. JP Liz, Husker Nick, Corey L. We're all here.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Caleb wants us to help track down a date for him. He's actually already gone on one, but he'd like to have another with this person, and it needs us to make that happen because she is ghosting him. And so, Coriel, you're going to have to jump in and help out.
Okay.
You can do it, Coriel.
I can do this.
You are a relationship expert.
Good morning, Caleb.
Hey, good morning.
So, what's going on in your world? So, how did this all happen? What's going on?
Yeah, so I finally decided to try out dating online. And, like, I'm kind of an introvert, so it's harder for me to go out and meet people, you know. And I'm,
that's
like,
fair.
Shy.
Yeah.
And, we talked a lot online before we went out, and I thought we really hit it off. Like, we both have dogs, so we thought we'd meet up at the dog park for a date.
Oh, dog park date. That's a fun one.
We've had these before on here.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, luckily, our dogs liked each other, so we talked and walked around, and they played. Like, I thought it was perfect.
Right.
And we hung out for almost 2 hours, had a great conversation. Like, everything seemed to be going really well. But, you know, like, if you don't like someone, I think, like, after a half hour, 40 minutes, you're like, well, right, my dog's tired, whatever.
You make an excuse, you bail, because you can.
Yeah, and then we were walking to the parking lot. We were planning the next date. You know, nothing concrete, but there was a, yeah, definitely again. And, oh, we should go here, maybe get a bite to eat.
Oh.
And that was 5 days ago, and, like, I texted her only twice, nothing crazy, you know, but I've gotten no response back.
Hmm. Okay.
Huh. Does it have something to do with the dogs? Like, did the dogs get along?
Yeah.
He said they did.
Yeah, they had fun. They there was no, like, growling or anything. They were running and chasing each other, but playfully.
You weren't, like, super nervous when it got to, like, the normal date portion of this, right? I mean, because you said you're an introvert, and sometimes that happens.
Yeah, I mean, I guess at the end I was a little nervous and, like, do I go in for a kiss or a hug?
Did you?
Oh, did you?
It was, like, the cheek-to-cheek thing, you know?
Oh. Like a, okay.
Like a side hug cheek-to-cheek? What?
Yeah, like, I kind of leaned in, and then she leaned in, but with her cheek.
So it's like a hybrid, like,
yeah, but we kind of, like, laughed it off, so I...
She didn't go, skirt!
Yeah, she didn't, like, get away from me! Wasn't any of that, you know?
Huh.
It was just, like, I like to figure it was, like, cute awkward, not, like, your day awkward.
Were you pretty reserved? Like, would you think you were maybe too shy?
Yeah.
No, I thought we were chatting about different things, and I mean, look, I'm not the most outgoing person, I don't think I didn't talk at all or one word answers. You know, like I thought it was as good of a outgoing as I'm capable of being.
Oh, yay!
Yeah,
and you said the dogs behaved themselves. There wasn't any weird humping or anything going on.
Yeah.
They ran around and chased each other, but it wasn't like.
Yeah, there wasn't like stop humping the other one. No.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, like the dogs weren't like getting after it and you were like, huh?
Yeah,
huh?
Or maybe she was alarmed that you weren't stopping it. Right. Because she's like, why are you watching this?
Any ideas?
Like, let him finish. No.
Got any ideas, gal?
Wow. Okay.
Weird.
I think we've dissected this as best we could.
Yeah. I got nothing.
So nothing stands out to you.
All right. Well, what we'll do, Caleb, is we'll call Sarah like we do, and we'll see if we can get her on the phone. Best case scenario, we figure out what the issue is. It's something small, and we give you guys dinner out on us for your second date. And worst case, you at least understand what the issue is, and maybe it's something you can work on for the future.
Yeah, I'm trying to get better at.
No, you're all right.
Yeah. Keep an open mind.
The part I can't get past is the whole cheek-to-cheek thing. That sounds like that doesn't sound great.
We will unfold this.
Okay. Hmm. Well, we'll call her and we'll hopefully help you out, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Coming up
next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
What do you think went wrong between Caleb and Sarah? Was it the weird cheek hug thing? Was it something else?
I have a feeling it's got to be like an embrace situation.
Okay. You can put up your guess on Twitter and Facebook, KX969. Do it GIF form. Sometimes the funnier the better when it comes to Datum or Dump'em, and your guesses on what went wrong.
Now the conclusion to Datum or Dump'em with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on KX 96.9.
So as described to us, if you're just joining the show, Caleb... he's a bit of an introvert. Hard for him to go out and do the dating thing. So he went online and met Sarah, and they had a really good couple of conversations online. And then they hit it off because they both have dogs. And so they thought that maybe a dog park date would be a good
idea. Makes sense.
Their dogs got along really well. They hung out for like 2 hours and had great conversation. Everything seemed pretty perfect. Went to the parking lot. To say goodbyes. There was a weird hug cheek thing that happened instead of like he didn't know what to do. But they still talked about potentially having another date. And now it's been 5 days and nothing.
Nada.
So we wanted us to get a hold of Sarah and see what the issue is.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Sarah.
Who is this?
Sarah, hi, it's JP, Liz, Husker Nick, Coryell. It's the Kix morning show.
It's one of us.
Hello.
Why are you calling me?
Sorry, did we wake you up?
No, I'm just like really not in the mood to talk right now.
Oh gosh,
I'm just going through a tough time.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What's going on?
I thought JP made you cry.
My dog died, and I really don't want to talk to anyone.
Oh wow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh no,
that is horrible.
It's been really horrible. She got hit by a car.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, you're going to make me cry. I'm so sorry.
Why are you even calling me right now?
Well, this is super awkward.
Hi.
You met a guy by the name of Caleb and went on a date with him, and we do this thing called Date Him or Dump Him, and we're calling to figure out why.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. I haven't talked to anyone. Like, no friends or family since this happened. I really don't want to talk to you right now.
Oh, well, no, we understand.
I'm sorry.
Shoot.
Oh, no. What?
Oh. I haven't even thought about him at all.
Yeah, you got other things on your mind.
Completely understand.
Yeah.
He's on the phone with us. Caleb, you heard.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear it. Yeah. Oh, wow. We can connect way later. Take some time. I'm sorry.
Do I really have to talk right now?
No.
Sorry. I think we're all shocked, and we're very
empathetic.
Sorry.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, Sarah, we appreciate you for answering the phone. We're sorry to bother you. We hope it gets better.
Caleb, this is your answer. She's busy. Yeah. She's got other things. She's got other things going on.
Do you need anything? I mean, we're here. I don't know what we can do, but
be alone.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You do you. You be alone.
Out of respect for you, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Caleb, thanks for being on the show. Now you know what the issue is, bud.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
Yeah.
That's a really cute dog, too.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, no. thank you, Caleb, for reaching out to us, bud. And keep trying, man. At least we knew kind of what the issue is. And maybe there's something you can do. I don't know. You don't know her address or anything, probably, so you can't really like, send flowers or something like that.
Just be patient. Maybe when she has a little bit of time to heal, maybe she'll want
right.
to talk it out, exactly. hash it out or something. So just be patient.
Yeah. Thank-
All right. I don't even know what to do.
I'm
reeling. Probably bad to play this kind of music after we're dealing with a dog dying.
Yeah, come on.
That was super awkward.
Yeah. That would, yeah.
My friend Crystal texted me.
What'd she say?
She goes, "Whoa, that's awkward."
Yeah,
and
no.
then she said, "I feel so bad for her."
Right? Tyler says, "Get that girl dinner and a movie." I think we'll leave her to be.
I just don't know.
Right now.
I feel like we intruded. How are we supposed to know?
Right, we're coming in. Hey, we're here to hang with you and talk to you about your date.
Bad.
And then no, your dog died.
I was going into this thinking, how many cheek to cheek jokes can I make? And then my dog got hit by a car. Oh.
Yeah.
Just stops that moment right there.
Yeah. It's just like, oh. If you go back and re listen to that, you can actually hear my feet as I step away from the microphone. I was like, oh, God.
You can hear the woman. Foot in mouth.
Right. I was like, get out of like here.
We definitely inserted our foot in our mouth.
Oh, come in all. I mean, I don't know. Everybody's had these moments, though, where like you go just. All blazing in there, and you're like, here comes the joke! And then, wah-wah, you just put your foot so far in your mouth,
you can't even see straight. I think she knew what was happening at the beginning.
You think so?
Well, I mean, honestly, it's like, oh my gosh. I mean, how would you not... How would you not end up on something crazy like this, to be honest?
Mm. Right.
Because she was like, I'm not down. I'm too sad.
Hey, we're here to give you free dinner. My dog died. Oh, God.
Just step away
duck!
From that.
Everybody
talk. Right.
Coming up next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
I still feel really bad about that.
I just had the most embarrassing experience of my life telling Dale my confession about that foot and mouth thing.
Yeah.
And listening to it just makes me cringe. It's on par with.
All right. Well, we're here to help you with whatever dating issues you have, even if it involves a dead dog.
As if we're qualified, but hey, we're going to try.
For sure. you can catch up on that on our podcast at kzkx.com coming up here in just a bit. Also, we'll get the After the Show show, including an SOS and more free money, too.
Wake up, wake up.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, he's my phantom. Because I got to see him do it live at the Lead Center last year. We are honored to be on Facebook Live and also on the air with Derek Davis. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning.
Oh, man, your voice. Holy cow. I mean, seriously. Just even talking, you sound like a professional.
Well, thank you.
And Coriel's over my shoulder because technology's fun.
How are you?
Hi.
but we're excited, and we're excited to see you live at the Lead Center coming up this weekend.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Like, I haven't done a live performance in this way in arguably, it feels like 10 years, but it really has just been the 7 months. But I'm just so excited to do it again and to bring it back to Lincoln that I can't wait.
It's felt forever since anything has gone on. During the COVID times. And so what have you been doing with yourself in the time?
Well, for the first half, keeping myself from going absolutely insane, as I'm sure is the consensus across the board. But once I figured and got myself to realize that this is the normal for now, right. I jumped into figuring out how to better my craft, and a bunch of friends, like theater friends, got together and we just did Zoom like readings of different plays and different things like that. And then I started to realize that my voice was starting to, you know, atrophy a bit. And so I said, got to get back at it. And so just set up a weekly schedule of things to do during the week. And then of late, I've taken on being a professor virtually, because now everything is so virtual that you can do literally anything from anywhere.
That's incredible. So,
yeah. So I'm teaching with CCM.
That's very cool. Okay. Yeah. So Derek is going to be back on the Lead Center stage this Saturday for a couple of shows. You can find out more details about it at leadcenter.org. Lauren, who used to be on the show with us, is now the lady in charge down at the Lead Center and talking with you a lot. She's like, oh my God, thank God he's coming back, because he's such a beautiful, beautiful man. And he looks so bad as the Phantom.
That's hilarious. I would come out of the stage door, and so many people, because there was a dancer who looked similar to me from the stage.
Right.
And when he would come out, they'd be like, oh my God, the Phantom. And he'd be like, no, it's not me. And then I would come out, and after time, sometimes people would be like, if I didn't make it known who I was, they would be hesitant, because you couldn't tell. I mean, the mask and then the prosthetic and everything.
That's tremendous. All right. So you're going to be back, and you've done a lot on Broadway and touring as well. What other shows will you be sampling from coming up?
Well, so the show is, in essence, an answer to a question that I was asked so many times on the road. People would ask me, what was your journey like to get to the stage? And that's not a question you can answer in 2 seconds, you know?
No.
And so I decided during the quarantine that I would put together a cabaret type show that answers that question. And I take the audience through the journey, through Broadway music, to tell the answer to that question. And so I'm definitely going to be singing the heavy hitters from Phantom, Carousel, Lion King, all the Hamilton, like all the big, big shows, but then some older shows, some obscure shows, and songs that help me to tell my story. So it's going to be a really, really fun time.
Very cool. So an evening with Derek Davis is coming up again Saturday. Get your tickets online at leadcenter.org. We are very excited, Derek, for you to come back to Lincoln. And as we've had a couple of different shows pop by, Newsical the Musical came in and did a show with us. They were ones that said, we need to do what the Lead Center is doing as far as the cleanliness and the safetiness of COVID times, and bring that back to Broadway. So hopefully you'll feel the same way.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, in all of the correspondence that I've had, I know the Lead Center is, I mean, before I even got the correspondence, just having worked in so many different theaters around the country and then coming to the Lead Center, they have their stuff together.
Very good.
So I wasn't worried in the least. So the audience members, you should rest assured that everything will be completely safe, because I've seen the pages and pages of documents of how things are being handled.
Very good.
Derek, I have a sleep podcast I listen to every once in a while, of just calming stories and things. I think that if you need a side gig, your voice is so rich, you need to be doing some like Morgan Freeman narration.
Yes,
of things.
Yes.
I would fall asleep to you, and would that be weird, I would fall asleep to your voice in a second, my man, in the best way possible.
Well, I'll make you a recording instead.
There you go.
Good night, sleep tight.
Yes, good night, sleep tight.
Well, Derek Davis, thank you so much for being on the show with us. We appreciate you. We're looking very forward to seeing you again on the Lead Center stage.
My pleasure. I can't wait to be there. Be there in a couple of days.
Thank you, Derek. We'll get to him live at the Lead Center. You can see it for yourself. Get your tickets, leadcenter.org.
In my hair, my clothes thrown everywhere. Woke up in my rocking chair, holding a beer in my hand, sporting a neon tan. My stereo cranked up, I can't find my truck. How'd I get home from the club? Ain't got a clue what went down.
96.9.
Country.
Country.
Play some country.
The best music to wake up to.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Well, you know what? At least the weather's turned.
Oh, sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Oh, God, I would
love it. Finally, sweater weather. Sweater weather.
It's about time.
It's about time.
Sweater weather. Sweater weather.
All the leaves.
Are you excited about sweater weather?
Sweater weather is the reason I exist.
Why is that?
I just love it. I love everything there is about the season of fall.
Yeah, fall's is it one of everybody's favorite holiday seasons, if you will? Fall, probably, or summer?
It has quickly become a crowd favorite, I've noticed, in recent years. You attribute that to a more a trendiness in Halloween and stuff.
Right,
and then,
right.
Like football and whatnot.
Oh, football and fall just kind of go together.
But I think people are realizing like there is nothing like a fall breeze with the window cracked.
Oh, yeah.
And you can maybe wear shorts on around the house, but you got a long comfy sweater on where you're just like tying the ends of the shirt together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Putting your hands through the loops and stuff, and you're just all snug as a bug in a rug. Ugh, it feels so good. And then you got candles burning. You're making comfort food. It's no holds bar, and you watch whatever you want.
What do you think the perfect fall temperature is?
The perfect fall temperature?
Yeah.
If I'm outside having to do something, I would say it would be just below 70.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I would say about 65 or so.
Okay.
I have to be out and about... Otherwise, it'd be like 50.
It's 53 is the perfect fall temperature according to the survey that was done.
Yeah.
And the top five things people love about fall, soup.
Yes.
Getting ready for the holidays. Hot chocolate when there's a chill in the air and seeing the leaf color change.
My absolute favorite thing about fall is I get, well, Halloween's my favorite holiday. So I start decorating. And then every year now I get kind of crafty. I find new ways to keep busy, even though it's like I have the extra time, but I make it.
Yeah.
And I like to just keep adding on decorations that I make myself.
That's fun.
So that's pretty cool. This year I kind of want to make my own like styrofoam headstones for the front yard that say something kind of funny, pandemic related, to make light of the situation.
Right.
Like in 2020, rip handshakes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Things like that.
RP handshakes.
I haven't made them yet.
Okay.
I'm workshopping.
Those are fun things you can do. I will, scary movies, minus anything involving clowns, I'm fine with. I'll succumb myself to scary movies and hope that a clown doesn't pop up. But as soon as it does, my hand goes in the way so I don't have to look at it. But then the one ridiculous thing that I love about fall is the cold air. I will suffer through having the windows open and being outside.
Mm-hmm.
I am a horrible, horrible allergies. Nose is stuffed up. Barely can breathe through my throat.
We are one and the same, my friend.
I woke up this morning with the windows open and I'm like, oh God, that was great. I slept wonderful, but I'm stuffed up.
Yeah.
So nasal spray, inhaler. Allergy medicine.
And I love...
just suffer through.
I love hearing the leaves in the wind.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, I'm having a blast just thinking about all this. And the best part is I get to like walk out into it when I leave here. It's a little warmer.
A little warmer,
you know?
Yeah, during the afternoon. But
golly.
The morning and at night.
I didn't get to do a pumpkin patch thing last year because I just got busy. And I'm hoping, it seems that even with social distancing and stuff like that, you'd be able to go to one. So that's on my list for this year.
So we'll put it up on the morning show page. We want to hear your favorite things about fall. And it can be ridiculous stuff, too. It doesn't have to be the standard, oh, I love to wear sweaters.
The leaves are so pretty.
Yeah, you don't have to. I mean, it could be something absolutely ridiculous. I love the fact that they are our pumpkin-shaped Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh. JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
I love them.
Wake up mornings
with country music in the morning on Kix 96.9.
So this song had a resurgence.
Oh, I'm vibing this morning.
Nathan Apodaca, he's the Fleetwood Mac Dream skateboarder.
I recreated that video.
Yeah, you did, and a very nice version of that.
It's on the Facebook page, by the way, KX969, but you have to scroll down.
He got the hookup from Ocean Spray. I think a truck, too.
Yeah, he got them. Yeah, and it's like cranberry colored.
And so many people loved his style that he now, according to TMZ, will be hawking a costume of himself.
No way.
Yeah. So you can get the Steady Vibin' costume, which is that gray hoodie that he has.
Which is funny. I just said I'm vibing this morning because I'm playing Fleetwood.
So Steady Vibin' on the sweatshirt. black shorts, a pair of knee-high white socks, a mustache, and a temporary feather tattoo. It looks like it's going for about $87.
That's beautiful.
You know what? Hey, take advantage of it. I mean, you got a chance like this in a platform where everybody knows you're the Fleetwood Mac's dream skateboarder, dude.
And I'll be honest with you, if you don't mind potentially breaking bones and you have a skateboard, really, any beverage, honestly, that just brings joy to you, you got to try it for yourself. Just put on Dreams, Fleetwood Mac, in your AirPods, vibing. Your earbuds, whatever. Even if you have to scoot along on your butt. You got to feel the vibe because it really is so relaxing.
That would be me. Cool. I have tried for years. My buddy David Douglas was a huge skateboarder, had a half pipe in his backyard.
I love that.
And I would go over there and I tried so dang hard. I just am not coordinated enough to stay on a skateboard. So I'd sit at the top of his half pipe and we both were into U2 and I was in charge of just keeping the music going.
And you were blasting U2.
Yeah. While he's skateboarding.
I can see this.
So, yeah, I wish I was coordinated enough to skateboard.
I wanted so badly to be that cool, edgy skateboard chick.
Right.
Keep up with the dudes.
Like the next Avril Lavigne type of thing.
Yeah, Avril for sure, and that wasn't the case.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay, though.
Well, you can get your Steady Vibin' costume, including plain white t-shirt that goes underneath and has to stick out from underneath the...
Beautiful. Do you have to buy your own Ocean Spray?
It doesn't look like Ocean Spray is included.
Oh.
There
you go. You bring your own Ocean Spray.
There you go.
You got it.
Sitting in six lane backed up traffic. Horns are honking. I've about had it. I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey. Tear down some two-lane country, who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road.
Our one big thing is an SOS.
SOS, pay attention. SOS Fest. And that actually, SOS stands for, in this situation, Save Our Stages. If you go to kzkx.com, the details are all there. But sadly enough, like 90% of independent music venues are on the verge of closing, possibly forever.
Unfortunately.
And this is obviously due to the pandemic, with live music being kind of squashed for quite some time now. So the cool thing is Save Our Stages SOS Fest is an online stream October 16th through 18th. So it starts in a few days, but it lasts all weekend. And there are acts from all genres. Reba McEntire, Little Big Town, Brothers Osborne are names that you'd probably be more familiar with.
Yeah.
But there's also on this list, there's like, also Kelsey Ballerini. I didn't see that.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Okay.
But there's Miley Cyrus and Dylan Francis. He's like this like club DJ. He's pretty cool. Foo Fighters.
Oh, wow.
Demi Lovato, The Lumineers, Jason Mraz, Rise Against. So there's something for everyone. And it's basically just a donation to watch.
Interesting.
So if you go to kzkx.com, the donate button is there so that you can get your, you know, entry to watch this live stream. It's original performances and stuff. It's a benefit concert, essentially, to save our venues, like local places, the Bourbon Theater.
One of our favorite places.
1867 Bar, the Zoo Bar, Duffy's Bodegas. You know, any of these shows that you've been to at any of these venues, if you've had fun, even for 30 seconds.
Right.
Please consider being a part of this for SOS Fest. It's a big deal.
It's very important, and we want to do what we can to help our favorite places.
Yeah, and if
out.
We want to have any semblance of normalcy at some point in time, I mean, what's the point of getting it all under control and then nothing to do? There's nothing to do because there's nowhere to go.
Right. And your favorite people, unfortunately, are on the unemployment line, and that's
Or you can't afford to go. Yeah,
that's another thing. Yeah.
So yeah, it's just a vicious cycle, but right. it could be a little better with SOS Fest.
Okay, so. Be a part of it. All the details again online. You can check it out, and we will be a part of that for you too. Coming up tomorrow, it'll be Couples Therapy Wednesday. Coryell will be back.
Yeah.
If you missed any of today's show, including a very awkward date 'em or dump 'em.
Oh, so cringy.
You can find that on our Facebook page, KX969.
Put yourself through it. You have to
to do that with a podcast. Again, your word to win free money is fan, F-A-N. That's on our website as well, kzkx.com. More free money at Rob Next.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
I love them.
Wake up mornings
with country music in the morning on Kix 96.9.